Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 4. If you want to play along with us, and hopefully you do, sign up today. You still can make picks with us. Go to our CBS Sports League entitled The Option 2025 and sign up today. Last week, Interhoo's Ben Behan took home the victory with 11 wins, vaulting him into third place. Liz Staples still snapping up the top of the leaderboard with 36 points, followed by the lovely Rita Sanchez at 35, Ben Behan at 34, D at 31, and me at 29, rounding out the top five. So, a hot week, and it could be anybody's ball game. Let's see how it goes. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 2-1 Seattle Seahawks go into the desert to take on the 2-1 Arizona Cardinals.
I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks.
I am taking the Seahawks as well. Cardinals need to find a way to replace James Conner. We'll see how that goes. But for now, Seahawks are healthy. Seahawks are whole. Go Hawks. Sunday morning. Oh, great. Oh, joy. Oh, boy. The European games are back already. From Dublin, Ireland, 9:30 a.m., the 2-1 Minnesota Vikings take on the 2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Vikings look good this past weekend, man. They put up points. I know they were playing a trash team, but they took it to them, so I'm sticking with them. Same with the Vikings. I know they're playing the shit Browns, but man, they put up 44, I think. So yeah, I'm sticking with the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean they tore up the Bengals. The Vikings tore up the Bengals big time. But the Steelers are no big deal either. I think we've both kind of written off the AFC North this year. I'm gonna go with the Vikings as well. Jordan Mason looked really good last week.
Wentz didn't have to do too much. So if they can keep that trend up, things will be good. Things will be all right in Minnesota. Sunday afternoon. The 2-1 Washington Commanders go into Atlanta to take on the 1-2 Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, I have the Commanders, the Commies, getting a W here based off of how terrible the Falcons looked last week.
They looked god-awful. The Commanders' defense is good. If it's Daniels or it's Mariota, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. This team is humming. Give me the Commies. The 0-3 New Orleans Saints go into Orchard Park to take on the 3-0 Buffalo Bills.
Hey. Yeah, I'm taking the Bills.
CBS has this 99-1 in favor of the Bills. And I just think it's because they won't put 100-0. I just don't think it's possible. I'm going to go with the Bills too in a laugher. The 1-2 Cleveland Browns go into the Motor City to take on the 2-1 Detroit Lions.
I'm taking the Lions.
Same. It'll be a close scoring affair. The Browns.
In the first half?
No. In the Browns slowed down the Packers, right? Mm-hmm. They have a good defense. They will not be able to hang with the Detroit offense. So they're going to need to be as ferocious as they were against the Packers. And I think they can be. But in this case, you're talking about like holding the Lions to 28. You're not going to win with that offense if the Lions put up 28. The 0-3 Tennessee Titans go into Houston to take on the 0-3 Houston Texans.
Oh man, someone's got to win this game, right?
Somebody's always got to go.
I'm going to take the Texans.
Okay.
Well, you know, Cam Ward's just the least accurate quarterback right now. He's got Anthony Richardson type numbers. So, yeah, I'm taking. I'm taking the Texans.
This is tough because both teams are playing horribly right now. CJ Stroud is just playing very. It's not conservative, but it's very lackluster. We'll be polite and say lackluster. Brian Callahan just turned over play calling. I'm going to take the Titans in an upset. I think they have juice. I mean, it's 0-3 against 0-3. I mean, what do we have to lose here? You know, I mean, knowing this, it'll end in a tie. Like, it's that fucking brutal right now. The Texans don't resemble the back-to-back division champs. They look like absolute dog shit. So the Titans can absolutely sneak one. Why not? The 1-2 Carolina Panthers go into Foxborough to take on the 1-2 New England Patriots.
Yeah, I've got the Patriots and Drake maybe.
Yeah, the 30-0, that's an aberration right there.
He's just not consistent. He's just not a consistent quarterback. So, like, you think he's turning a leaf, and you think, oh, this is the guy that we wanted to be, and then he just plays like dog shit. Yeah. Roger Stevenson, 2 fumbles last week. Like, dude, you can't be fumbling the football on the goal line too, man.
No, he's fumbling his way off of this team. Vrabel is not going to stand for that shit. Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's lucky that Travion Henderson isn't a bigger dude, because he would play him more, but he's just not a big guy.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots. They almost knocked off the Steelers last week. I just think that they're going to have a better performance, and defensively, they will shut down Bryce Young. The 3-0 Los Angeles Chargers go into MetLife to take on Jackson Dart and the 0-3 New York Football Giants.
Yeah, hard to bat against the Chargers right now, so I'm going with the Chargers.
No shot for the G-Men. Sorry. The Chargers are better than the Giants in every single phase of the game. including coaching. No way. Somehow, CBS Sports thinks this is going to be a closer game than Saints Bills. They have 97-3 in favor of the Chargers. Okay, you do you. The 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles go into Tampa Baker to take on the 3-0 Tampa Bay Bucks.
I gotta go with the Buccaneers. I think this will be a very good game to watch, and I'm going with the Buccaneers.
I keep trying to pick upsets, and you're taking my picks as well. So I'm going with the Bucks too. Who do the Bucks have to stop the tush push? Vita MF Vea. Thank you very much. This big motherfucker in the middle of the dog pile. I don't care if Saquon and Jalen Hurts can squat 1,000 pounds. You ain't moving Vita Vea. You're not moving Vita Vea. Plain and simple. Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into The Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ is not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 3-0 Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts go into SoFi to take on the 2-1 Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I'm picking the Rams. I mean, this is a game you get up for. I mean, this is it, man. They were up by 3 touchdowns against the Eagles. And they let the game slip with 3 scores. They let the game slip away. I think the Colts are coming there. They have a lot to prove here. I think Daniel Jones shows a little bit of his giant self in this Rams.
The Rams defense is young. The Rams defense is fast. The Rams defense is good. Daniel Jones, watch yourself. The key to victory here, if there's a key to victory for the Colts, get the ball into Jonathan Taylor's hands and just have him run roughshod. It didn't work when they had Saquon Barkley do it, right? The Rams were able to shut him down. I don't know if they'll be able to do it 2 weeks in a row. We'll see. Now, if they can, Pittman is not Devontae Smith, right? He's not A.J. Brown. It's not the same caliber. I got to go with the Rams on this one. And the Colts get their first loss of the year. The 2-1 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Santa Clara to take on the 3-0. Somehow 3-0. San Francisco 49ers.
The Jaguars are trash, so I'm taking the 49ers.
Even with all the injuries?
They're finding ways to win. Boza out now, too. Kyle Shannon taking out defensive players now.
It's a new low. It's an absolute new low for the Niners. And then, you know, Michael McCorkle Jones was seen limping. He's got one leg. Like, what are we doing here? What the hell's going on? Just based on attrition, I'm going to take the Jaguars. Like, going west is as hard as going east, but they at least have, like, healthy people. Like, you're just running out of guys in San Francisco. Like, it's ridiculous. But it's on brand for the Niners. This is what Kyle Shanahan does. A matchup that was once hopeful but doesn't look that great now. The 1-2 Ravens go into Arrowhead to take on the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs. I think the Ravens are dog shit. I think it's a high-scoring game, though. I don't think anybody's going to stop anybody, but I have the Chiefs winning out.
Does Henry fumble again?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. I think they're going to do enough The Ravens defense is frighteningly bad. What more can you say about this game? It had the potential to be an AFC title game, but not the way these teams are playing. Not a chance. The 1-2 Chicago Bears go into Vegas to take on the 1-2 Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, I'm taking the Raiders.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to go with the Bears. You know, it's a little Dennis Allen revenge game for the Las Vegas Raiders. Caleb Williams seemed to be moving the ball better. DeAndre Swift seemed to be moving the ball better. It boils down to the defense. If the defense can hold up, the Bears should take this one. If they allow Geno Smith to shred them, I don't know if Caleb Williams has that comeback ability. But I think they're going to get out from ahead, and Ben Johnson's going to do all that trick shit that he was doing last week. Stuff that really kind of gets on your nerves. Unless you're a Bears fan. Your Sunday night special, the Micah Parsons Bowl. The 2-1 Green Bay Packers go into Jerry World to take on the 1-2 Dallas Cowboys.
Packers.
Dude. Yeah.
Go. Pack. Go.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to want blood after what happened against the Browns. They're coming. And they're coming hard. Over under 2 sacks for Parsons on Dak.
I'm going to say over.
Oof. It's going to be a day for Micah Parsons. Prediction pain. And a high scoring effort for Pack. Oh boy, a doubleheader. A Monday night doubleheader. Don't you know? Great! Fantastic, wonderful. The 0-3 Lupus J-E-T-S Jets go into Hard Rock to take on the 0-3 Miami Dolphins.
Another one. Someone's got to win this, right?
Somebody's O's got to go.
I got to imagine the Jets win this game. If they don't win this game, man. I got to imagine
Kofi. Not a speck of defense to be played in this game. Not a one. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I was not enthused by what I saw on the sidelines. And I am not impressed by what the Jets have put together so far. They might be able to survive and like scrape one by on a Nick Folk field goal. But that's the only pathway to victory that I see. And your Monday Night Delight Part 2. The 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals led by Jake Browning go into the Mile High to take on the 1-2 Denver Broncos.
I gotta think the Broncos win this. I mean, Jake Browning was really having a tough time last week. Yeah.
The Vikings defense finally showed up. They finally came to play. And maybe this is the weekend that the Broncos defense finally comes to play. I'm going to go with the Broncos too. Bo Nix needs to wake the fuck up. Plain and simple. The defense will do their part. Can Bo Nix do his? We're going to find out. Those are our picks. What are yours? Come play against us. Join the Option 2025 on CBS Sports and play along for the bragging rights. It's free. It's fun. Let's go. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.